A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Erechin Daf Vav, Erechin 6a, pagination is 11. We're going to be starting on the facing page to learn the Mishnah, and then we'll skip to the Gemara on today's Daf. So Masnisin midway on the facing page, Ovid Kochavim. If we're dealing with an Ovid Kochavim, a non-Jew, on the topic of Erchin, these valuations based on the amount that the Torah assigns according to age and gender. Rabbi Meir Omer Ne'erach, Rabbi Meir says he can be the object of such a vow, his value, avalo ma'arich, but he can't be the one to make the vow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'arich, Rabbi Yehuda says on the contrary, he can make the vow, avalo ne'erach, but he can't be the object of the vow. V'ze v'ze modim, and both agree, shenodrim v'nidorin, that as far as other types of vows go, he could be the one to make it, or the object of someone else's vow. And the Gemara dissects this in both opinions, Rabbi Meir's and Rabbi Yehuda's, as to why you would be able to recite such a Erech vow, or why you would be the object of an Erech vow. And indeed, it is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid as to how we should paskin. Continuing on the topic of a non-Jew making a vow or designating something as holy, and is he relevant to this mitzvah or not? Right, we get this question all the time. Non-Jew wants to keep kosher. Is there any validity to that? Is there any benefit to that? In this case, we're asking, he makes the vow, but is it binding? So on today's daf, about a quarter of the way down, at the two dots, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Oved Kochavim, a non-Jew, Shehifrish Teruma Mikirov, that he designated Teruma from his gathered produce. So he's designating Teruma, but he's not obligated in Teruma. Both Kimosa, we check. Ibidas Yisrael Hifrisha, if he intended it to be handled the way the Jewish tithe is handled, Tinasin Lekoin, we'll give it to the Kohen. V'imlav, but if he did not intend it the way the Jewish tithe is, Teuna Geniza, it has to be hidden away. Chayshino Shema Beliba Lashamayim, we're worried that he's intending it as a donation to God. On his own terms, he's designating it as holy, like to the Beis HaMikdash. And if you're in such a situation, if that's his intent, then it's not going to the Kohen, it's going by his own rules as a vow of sorts. Now, in the simple case where he was emulating the Jews, and he wanted it to be handled as Teruma of the Jews going to the Kohen, the question remains, why is it binding at all? He's not obligated. And the answer is that it's Teruma Derabbanon. It's of a rabbinic nature. And its origin is a concept called Ba'alei Kisin, that Chazal were worried that people who were wealthy would try to involve the non-Jew in ownership of their produce in order to absolve it of teruma, and they made a legislation that it should actually be obligated. The Rambam in Terumas Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav writes, Ha'akum Shehifrish Teruma Mishalo, the non-Jew that separated teruma, din teruma, din Torah, she'ena teruma, lefi she'enan chayavin. The Din Torah is that it's not Truma, because they're not obligated. What are they doing? They're trying to make it Truma according to the laws of Truma, and the laws of Truma is it's not Truma. Umidivrehen, but midrabanan gozru, there's a legislation to shatiya terumasa teruma that it should be binding. Mishum ba'alei kisin, because we're worried about these wealthy people. Shelo ye'ezeh ha'mamon shel Yisrael, the money belongs to the Jew. V'yitlo so ba'akum kdei lefotro, and he's going to hang it, either conceptually or physically, in the non-Jew in order to absolve it. Either he'll claim it's the non-Jews, or he'll make it the non-Jews in order to absolve it and circumvent the laws of Truma. That's the basic halacha. Ubotkin is ha'akum shehifish Truma. But we have another concern. We have to ask him, im omer b'das yisol hifrashtiyo tinosen lekoi. We ask him, what was your intent? He says, like a Jew. So then you give it to the Kohen. V'im lav. But if he had his own concepts, Tuna Genizo could be even more strict. Shema Baliba La Shamaya, maybe he meant to give it directly to God, which is like to the Beis HaMikdash, and then even the Kohen is not able to get it. Bamed Devorim Amurim, the Rambam concludes, Be'eretz Yisrael. If it happened in Eretz Yisrael, aval akum shehifrish teruma b'chutz la'aretz, but a non-Jew that separated teruma outside of Eretz Yisrael, where there's no obligation, even to Jews, lo gozru aleihem. There's no legislation in such a case, the concept of ba'alei kisin, wealthy people. Umodiyim oso she'en etzorich, you notify the non-Jew that there's no need for teruma here, ve'en etruma klal, and it's not truma at all, and he can eat it. Why do we have to notify him? We're worried there should be a chilul Hashem, that it sounds like he designated it, and we're not respecting that. So we have to explain to him there is no such obligation. And we find this in different areas. It's perhaps an extension of v'hiyisem nekiyim, to be clean, even in the eyes of people. But sometimes it's just so that we don't have misunderstandings. It's brought in halacha that if a rav allows something in an unusual case because of an unusual reason, he should let people know that it's an unusual situation so that they don't start making comparisons and thinking everything's suddenly permitted. Now, these two fears would have seemed not to be linked. One could theoretically have learnt that if he's designating it as teruma, so that it's binding as teruma, and that only applies in Eretz Yisrael, where at least the Jews' things would have been teruma, so the non-Jews' things would be. But if you're in Chutz La'aretz, we wouldn't say regular teruma, so we don't say it by the akum either. But in the second case, where we check him and he is libo lashamayim, his intent was to designate it to God, so why would that make a difference whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz? If he read the Bible and he's designating the tithe, so why should Chutz La'aretz be different? We find in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lamed Aleph Mem Dalid in Yoredeya, Ovei Kechovim Shefesh Truma Mishalo, a non-Jew separated Truma on his own. Gozru Chachamim, there's a rabbinic legislation, Shetei Truma Sa Truma, that it should be binding. Im Hu Be'eretz Yisrael, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, where a Jew's things would have been obligated. The Rama says, Uvotkin also, you have to check. Imam Abedas Yisrael Ifarashti, if he says, like the Jews, so Tinos and the Kohen, you give it to the Kohen. V'im lav, but if he doesn't say, I did it like the Jews, to Una Geniza, it's going to require that it be put away. You can't give it to the Kohen, because as we explained, we're worried says the Shach, Ayin Dalid, Shema Baliba Lashamayim. Maybe he meant it directly to heaven. Says the Shach, Bamed Devarim Amurim, when would we say such a thing? Be Eretz Yisrael, if it's in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Ovid Kechovim, Shehifesh Truma Bechutza La'aretz. But if it happened outside of Eretz Yisrael, Lo Gozru Aleim. There's no legislation, there's no concern. It's simply not binding. And you notify him that it's not teruma, and it's not binding. The Shach is quoting the Rambam, and that statement of the Rambam is being taken, not limited, not explaining the case of Eretz Yisrael when it's intended as teruma just like the Jews, but it's a statement even in the case where we were worried that it was hektish. Even then, if it's chutz la'aretz, it's not a concern. And the question is, why not? We have a person doing hektish, so he's doing hektish. What does it matter where he is? The Derech Emuna from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his commentary to the Rambam in Hilchas Trumas indeed writes, V'lo gozru, there is no such legislation to worry about maybe liba lashamayim, kevel dekol ikara midrabanon, since the entire concern to begin with was rabbinic, because really he can't make truma, he doesn't have that mitzvah. V'kanin tzarech livdok es hagoy. And therefore there's no reason to check, to start asking, shemo belibo lashamayim. Maybe he meant it for heaven. D'lo choshu lozeh b'chutz la'aretz. This entire thing never started in chutz la'aretz, because you didn't have the ba'alei kisin, the Jews who were obligated but were very wealthy, and they were frustrated that they were giving so much to the Kohen. They should be paying attention to how much wealth they have and be thankful and give it to the Kohen. But in any case, they were trying to circumvent. Kevon she'en lacho sham l'teruma. Since in chutz la'aretz we have no fears that it's teruma of a Jew, lo chashu lekdesh l'chud. There's no legislation or concern either regarding hektish, and it simply levels out at the fact that a non-Jew is not obligated in teruma, and therefore in chutz la'aretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, it's simply not binding. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.